Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible says a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A few minutes after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east this Memorial Day. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the best place to hang out with all the cool kids that are a bad influence. Crabdiving.com, however you receiveth us, we appreciateth the hell out of it. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name is Ryan Pfeiffer. Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day, everybody. Is that... Do we say happy? I guess we say happy Memorial Day.
You're not supposed to say that.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's one of those holidays where we're...
I tweeted it out just now.
We're commemorating the...
I said happy Memorial Day. The
I
crabs
think it's
are alive.
And, you know, I just think it's one of those that's kind of strange.
It's like somber.
It's, yeah.
It's sad. It's for people that died in wars and stuff.
Right. It's not like Veterans Day where we're like, hey, thanks for serving. This is...
I thought that was the point of Memorial Day. No, it's to memorialize the dead.
Yeah, yeah. Veterans Day is for those that are... still with us that
okay.
are veterans.
So are you not allowed to say
Memorial
thank
Day,
you for your service to veterans today? You're not allowed
well,
to?
Sure.
Okay.
Don't forget you can tweet us during the show if you like, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening live this Monday, the 30th of the May, you can tweet us at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over on the Facebook machine, facebook.com/crabdiving, and all kinds of stuff there that you can see stories that we don't get to. Stories that we do get to, memes and shit.
Memes.
And et cetera, et cetera. This crazy Monday.
Right.
It's not that crazy, actually.
It's crazy, dude. It's crazy. Like, I typed in Trump to the Google News search bar. He is insane. It's just...
Yeah.
It's 24
his toadies,
hours.
Yeah, his toadies are getting shredded left and right on the internet. On the media machine. And every time they're on, like, CNN or one of these other ones now, they just... They don't seem to be the brightest bunch, for one. And
They're the people that have to articulate Trump's insane message.
Well, right.
Fuck could do that?
He just goes out and says it, and then... They have to go out, the minions have to go out and explain it. When usually, we've talked about this before, it's the other way around. It's supposed to be, the candidate's supposed to be the careful one, and you send the minions out to say all the controversial shit and all the horrible shit about the other candidate and everything. But Trump's got that covered.
You know, though, it's kind of fucked up. It's like, if you were the best salesman on the planet, and you were able to, and you wanted to sell, you could sell somebody a bridge. That would be like you now being in charge of a bunch of other of a sales force that there's no way they're going to be as talented as you are. It's just not. There's not going to be like how is any surrogate supposed to make a good case for the wall between Mexico and Texas? Like, how the fuck do you do that unless you're Donald Trump?
Or trying to over the weekend, one of them was trying to explain why Donald Trump was calling the judge in his Trump University fraud case, why he called him a Mexican.
I know.
The guy's born in Indiana. I mean, he's of Mexican heritage, but the guy's born in Indiana.
which is fine. That's
well,
fine.
Well, right, but Donald Trump is like, well, you know, he might be Mexican. I don't know. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but yeah, that quote he said, which is fine. He says he's Mexican, which is fine.
Which is fine.
I didn't know that. That's good to know. Thank you, Donald.
For now.
Everybody, yeah, for the time being Mexican is fine. Right. It's not okay. It's not great, but it's fine.
As long as you bend over and kiss the cock ring of the Donald.
It's like, it's fine. It's like you're getting to white. Slowly but surely, you will turn yourself white.
You're right.
You're getting there. You can do it.
It's just crazy. The Bill Kristol, we talked about, I think there's a story, put it on our Facebook.
He's a douche, right?
Yeah, he's just a load. Conservative writer, pundit.
Yeah, is he white? Nanny, is he a white guy?
White as fuck.
Okay.
And still... Right. Clutching desperately to the pearl clutch bag that says that the Iraq war was a good idea.
Who else is that? That's got to be a tiny club.
They had weapons of mass destruction, I say, even though they didn't find any.
There's no evidence of that.
Yeah, right.
We don't have any evidence to say they're weapons of mass destruction, but we bombed the living fuck out of them. Oh, well.
So Bill Kristol... has been one of the really profoundly, he's stuck in the stages of grief. He's stuck in denial.
Yes.
And is still there about the whole Trump thing. And he's been saying all along, they're trying to organize. He's the one who was calling around, like allegedly called Mittens Romney and called what's that other guy's name? Sass, Ben Sass, the
Sassy,
other, kind of a moderate Republican who has said he refuses to.
His name is Sass?
S-A-S-S-E. Yeah. He refuses to support Trump. So he's one of the never Trumpers that has stuck with it instead of the rest of them. Like fucking Rubio, who over the weekend happily presented his starfish. To
he surfaced at the bubble party or what did he? He was in a foam party.
Yeah.
That's his fetish, right? He likes to.
That's
he
how
likes
I met
foam.
His wife. Wink, wink,
my
wink.
My fucking God. That's how I met my wife and my current gardener.
But Bill Kristol now is tweeted out over the weekend, or wait, what's today? This is 30th. On the 29th, yesterday, less than 24 hours ago, Bill Kristol tweeted out.
Important white guy alert.
Just a heads up over this holiday weekend.
Oh, yes.
There will be an independent candidate.
Oh, okay.
An impressive one with a strong team and a real chance. So
when do we start jacking off, Bill?
If this comes through, this is just a big, giant gift with a big pink bow handed to the Democrats, because this can only take from the Trump side. I mean, no Democrats of any or no progressives of any salt are going to follow the Bill Kristol loonies into independent land with whatever candidate.
Oh, fuck no. Oh, you're not going to get behind a guy that can't say the Iraq war was a big fucking shitstorm. You got to be kidding me.
So who knows? There's all kinds of speculation going on. You know, the names are being whipped out. Mitt Romney's a big one. I don't know if he would actually do it. They think it's got to be somebody that has no future.
Yes.
Like is willing to say, fuck it. This is the Hail Mary. We'll save the dignity of the Republican Party, allegedly. And we'll give those who are terrified of Trump somewhere to go.
Right. Oh, I got it. I know who it's going to be. Frothy Mixture.
Oh, God, Santorum, you think so?
Yeah, dude, this is totally him. He's a perfect white guy. He's perfect. And he's also just Jesus-y enough.
He already endorsed Trump.
Oh, really?
He already rolled over.
Well, can he unroll over?
Took a couple of loads.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wipe it off. Get back on the horse. Maybe he'll be Trump's running mate. Can you see that?
Who?
Santorum, Frothy Mixture.
Oh, that would be a good choice. For him, actually.
Who likes him, though? Like, who in the fuck likes Santorum?
The evangelicals did until...
I mean, he's a monster.
Until Ben Carson came along and they thought he was prettier. But then they changed their mind on him and who the hell... And then Ted Cruz came along and they were like, well, he's really gross, but we like him because he likes Jesus. So let's vote for
him. Are you telling me that there's somebody that's going to out Jesus Santorum?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. He's fucking Catholic. Religious.
He's a Catholic, though. He's one of those really creepy uber... Apparently, you would think he's an evangelical, but he's not. He's just a Catholic.
We don't want to be Iran, man. We don't want to be a fucking Iran.
Yeah, they're trying.
Ugh.
So we'll keep your ear holes pressed to whatever device you use to take us in, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
We will keep our eyes on Bill Kristol and his ridiculous...
watch this space.
His Twitter feed, and see what the big announcement of their big
Who gives a fuck about Bill Kristol? Is he a big player or something in the Republican Party? Does anyone give a fuck about him?
I think he fancies himself another Buckley or something like that, where he thinks he's
I am Buckley
carrying the mantle of traditional Republicanism. Ooh. He doesn't want to see the party go down the toilet and compromise their alleged principles. That's what's so funny about this.
Right.
Is that all these people, Bill Kristol is okay with lying us into a $1 trillion war that we couldn't pay for and hundreds of thousands of people dying.
Even brown people died.
That's cool.
Do you think that bothers Bill Kristol?
He's okay with that.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Oh yeah.
It makes him happy.
He doesn't care about that, but he's gonna ride to the rescue of the United States of America.
God, what a
him
Jesus
and all of
complex.
His other old white guys.
Is that a God complex or like you're a savior complex?
Right. Who do you think you are?
I'm here to save everyone, okay?
And then he says and they'll have a real chance.
You don't have a chance for shit. Your base, your voter base are all a bunch of lunatic Frankenstein wackos. This is your Trump shit sandwich. Take a bite.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who he thinks. Trump has more support right now in the Republican Party than Mitt Romney did at the same time.
He has harnessed the power of many.
So I don't know where they're coming up with this fraud that the party is afraid of Trump. It's only a few people who are not rolling over, and most of those are just the ones who are not anymore in politics. They're done. It's the Mitt Romneys. It's the brave senators that are leaving. You know, I mean, these are the guys that are taking stands against the Donald.
Right.
They need somebody. You're not going to find somebody. You're not going to find a Rubio. Obviously, Rubio's rolling over.
It's just somebody that's not ashamed of what they really stand for, and they kind of embrace it, like the racism and all the bullshit that they sort of like that's disguised in like voter ID laws and the drug testing.
Oh, everything, yeah,
for like welfare and all that bullshit. Trump was like, fuck it.
Trump has already responded, by the way.
Yeah.
Taking a swat at Bill Kristol. I wonder what he said. Probably like nobody reads him. Who's Bill Kristol?
Horrible.
He liked that Iran war. Iraq war.
He's got a small dick. Did
Weekly
you know
Standard
that?
Editor. Well, Bill Kristol's the editor of the Weekly Standard, which is a conservative newspaper.
Did he call Bill Kristol Pocahontas?
He said... in response to news that there will be a quote impressive independent conservative candidate coming, Trump took to his favorite medium, the Twitter, to take on Bill Kristol.
Right.
Quote: Bill Kristol has been wrong for 2 years, an embarrassed loser. But if the GOP can't control their own, then they are not a party. Be tough, ours.
Did he use the wrong there?
But if they can't control their... No, that's right.
Damn it! That would be great!
Then they are not a party.
Okay.
He split into they are.
Does somebody check his shit before it goes out?
Be tough, Republicans.
No way.
So he's doing the no true Republican thing now.
Oh,
now
yes.
It's Trump's party, and if you don't play along, you're not a Republican.
I agree with Donald. Don't you? This is your party, stupid.
Then he tweeted...
he won.
The Republican Party has to be smart and strong if it wants to win in November. Can't allow lightweights to set up a spoiler indie candidate.
This is a no pussies allowed kind of contest. I like where Trump's going with this.
Oh, well, here. If dummy Bill Kristol actually...
Did he Did he call him a dummy? Yeah.
If dummy Bill Kristol actually does get a spoiler to run as an independent, say goodbye to the Supreme Court. So Trump knows that it'll only take more away
from big
his
dummy.
Sad low chance.
Hey, was you a big dummy? Was that Sanford's son?
Big dummy. Yeah.
That's Sanford's son to Lamont.
You big dummy.
I love that so much.
Kristol,
you big dummy,
was reached, it says, according to CNN this morning for comment, and he only said, still lots of I's to dot and T's to cross.
Yeah.
So we'll see. He's saying there's a strong independent coming. Donald Trump says if they do it.
If the dummy does it,
say goodbye to the Supreme Court.
The thing is, they want somebody who is, they just don't have a candidate that's going to get more votes, more Republican votes than Trump. You know how I know that? Because they just had a big, long-ass, fucking drawn-out primary. Yeah. They're acting like they didn't have a primary that proves all this shit out, that this is who the Republicans like. They like this big, white, disgusting, racist load, fucking piece of shit. I don't know. What is he? He's an asshole.
Well, yeah, it's a big fraud. It's he doesn't want the job. His toady said, oh, don't worry. He'll pick a vice president that wants to do all the stuff he doesn't want to do.
His campaign is helping ISIS.
Yes.
His campaign is helping ISIS. I don't know why that doesn't freak anybody the fuck out. It's like they don't give a shit. That's the problem.
They're afraid of him.
See, that's the problem. We don't want to. We can't give in to that or the terrorists win.
It's the same.
What?
It's the same dumb mindset that put Reagan in thinking, oh, the hostages.
Oh, yes.
Iran, shit all over us. Look at how feckless Jimmy Carter is.
Right.
We're going to put a man in with big balls and a big cowboy hat.
In truth, they put an actor who was primarily a pitch man. He was in commercials mainly. Yeah. And then when he wasn't in that, he was working with a fucking orangutan or whatever the fuck Bonzo was, a chimp.
Yeah.
And then you made him president, you fucking dicks. And he replaced,
Christians, his wife was reading the horoscopes every day and telling Ronnie what to do based on the horoscopes.
And you know what? She finally came around. She finally came around when her husband got that horrible Alzheimer's, and she finally came around on stem cell research. Golf clap. Golf fucking clap. Big deal. You think about who the... Think about who the country replaced Jimmy Carter with. Jimmy Carter was an admiral. He was in charge of a fucking submarine.
He's a Baptist preacher.
They replaced him with a fucking actor.
Sunday school teacher.
Oh my God. They replaced him with an actor who is most famous for working with a goddamn chimp.
Twice married, right? Wasn't that
I have no idea.
The thing that the evangelicals overlooked? Wasn't Ronnie... He was married twice. Ronald Reagan was married twice.
You know, I'd like to look into that. You know, in the olden days, back when they had like, what are some of all the old animal shows? There's Flipper, Gentle Ben,
Mr. Ed,
sure. Well, wait, now, was that horse actually there? Was that a real horse? Oh, okay. How'd they make his mouth move?
They handed an apple.
What?
They handed it an apple, like chewing on shit.
Would he hold the apple with his hoof and shit?
No, they put it in its mouth so that it would chew so that it looked like it was speaking.
Oh, right. Goddamn. I don't remember.
Or
Gentle
it was
Ben
the 50s. I mean, they probably stuck a pin in its mouth or something.
Well, that's my point.
Horrible treatment of animals.
Like, was Arthur, that was in Green Acres, right? The pig. Did we ever see
Arnold?
Arnold, yes.
Arnold Ziffel.
Do you think Arnold Ziffel was cared for properly?
Probably not. Yeah.
What about Flipper?
There were multiple Arnold Ziffels.
God. What about Flipper, the dolphin? I bet not.
Well, I don't think there were many Flippers. Maybe there were multiple Flippers.
How many?
Too, probably. Who knows? They treat the dolphins usually better than they tend to treat other animals, but still not great. They should be out in the ocean swimming wherever the hell they want to go, not in a
Whoever
small tank.
Whoever pitched the idea of a show based around having a dolphin do what you need it to at any given time must have been
Lassie.
One hell of a pitch, man.
It was Lassie that squeaked. That was it. What's up? Oh, no.
We're going to make Lassie a fish.
Woof, woof, woof. What's up, Lassie? Somebody fell down the well. Let's go save him. Or it was... What's up, Flipper? Oh, no. Somebody's boat capsized. Let's go save him.
Oh, God. That's so stupid. And the guy from Flipper sounded like he was from New York, but he was supposed to be from the South. You ever notice that? How the lead on Flipper's like, hey, Flippa, Flippa, Flippa. Have all the listeners left the show? Or do we still have listeners? I'm sorry. We're talking about fucking Flipper. Nobody cares.
Anyway.
So anyway, fuck Trump and his big white fucking head.
Wasn't Jeff Bridges and Beau Bridges' dad the Flipper? Wasn't he the Flipper?
Really?
Am I thinking of something else?
No, wait. I'm thinking of a different show. Gentle Ben. Do you remember Gentle Ben with the bear?
The bear. Anyway. Yeah. And Alf.
Do you think they treated Lassie right? Alf. Shit.
It was an animal, right? With the, wasn't that actor a diddler?
Hey.
Didn't he go to jail for,
If you shut your eyes, I'm not talking about the guy that plays Alf, but if you shut your eyes and you listen to Willie, Alf's dad or whatever the fuck, he was in charge of Alf. He sounds just like Joseph.
Joe Lieberman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. We'll crank it up to this decade, ladies and gentlemen, here. Let's see what's going on in the headlines on this beautiful, at least beautiful,
Memorial Day.
California. Memorial Day 2016.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, May the 30th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Hey, fake.
Huffington Post.
Fuck you, boy.
It's a photograph of one of the right's most hated figures.
Who is it?
Former Attorney General Eric Holder.
No!
Eric Holder!
That's the guy that used to verbally spar with Louis Gohmert.
Yeah, your asparagus.
Why did Louis Gohmert tell Eric Holder to not cast aspersions upon his asparagus? Like, how the fuck did that...
Because it was a black man telling Louis Gohmert off, and his little pea brain couldn't process it.
Did he have a short circuit?
He just didn't know what to do, that there was a person with brown skin standing up to him.
My synapses can't fire! Why am I saying asparagus is black guy?
It's Eric Holder, and then next to him is a picture of Eric Snowden.
Oh, shit.
In currently in Russia.
Right. Oh, God, that must suck so bad.
Holder admits Snowden performed, quote, a public service.
Oh, shit. That's what Holder said.
That's an interesting change of tone. The Obama administration still says they want to prosecute the fuck out of Eric Snowden for high crimes and misdemeanors for letting you know, secrets go.
What part of Russia is he in? Do we know, or is it secret?
I think he's probably in Moscow, I would think.
God. Can he walk around like a normal guy?
Yeah, of course.
Bullshit.
He's got a job.
What?
He's got a job at some tech firm.
If they want him so bad, Obama, why don't they go into Russia with a team of...
Oh, I'm sure that would start World War III. That's Trumpian.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just sent some Blackhawks in there.
That's like every action movie, though. That's like every spy movie. We're sending a secret extraction team into blah, blah, blah. You can't dart him in the neck, throw him in a duffel bag,
it's
and bring him back
third
to the worldly, States.
Though, where you're not worried about the hellfire
nobody cares.
Of nuclear missiles flying back at you. If you go in and take somebody from Somalia, big fucking deal. What are you going to do? Yell at us?
If you go into a third world country, can't you just say to whoever in charge of that whole shithole, just say, hey, I've got this gigantic duffel bag of cash. Bring me this person.
Well, that happens a lot. That's the way the Europeans do it.
Oh, how civilized.
They pay these ransoms. That's one of the problems.
God, how terrifying, dude.
With this Al-Qaeda and shit, and ISIS, is they make money off these ransoms with these kidnaps.
Wait a second.
Kidnap people from Europe.
That's the free market. I like it.
Yeah. they'll use better kidnappers next time if they don't like the deal they got.
Right, right.
They'll go to a different market.
Dude, I work for a company that shall not be named. And it was an insurance brokerage place. I was just an admin, but I had to put all these like policies together. And some of them were like kidnap and ransom policies. And that shit is fucking serious. It is. Like I saw the list of payouts, like how much money you get if you lose a pinky and an index finger. The whatever the birdie finger is, I forget what they called that one. the shooter. You know, that a thumb, like a limb.
Oh, each body part is worth it. Yeah.
The more, guess what? You know how it works? The more fucked up you get, the more money.
Oh, wow. There you go.
God, that's so, I don't know. Ugh. I don't want to get kidnapped.
Eric Holder said, we could certainly argue about the way in which Snowden did what he did, but I think that he actually performed a public service by raising the debate that we engaged in and by the changes that we made.
Right.
He says he thinks he's still.
Yeah.
I would say that doing what he did, the way he did it, was inappropriate and illegal. Well, yeah. How else do you do it?
Yeah, he's speaking out of both sides of his fucking mouth.
If he had gone to his boss and said, excuse me, Mr. CIA person. Mr. FBI,
yeah,
is this right? What we're doing here? I've noticed that we seem to be listening to the cell phone conversations of everybody in the United States of America without a warrant.
Is anyone concerned?
That's something we should know about. Oh, thanks, thanks, Mr. Snowden.
Right.
Don't worry, we'll be on that.
You know what it makes me think of? Yeah. Do you ever see? You know, Burn After Reading. The movie with John Malkovich, it tells about the spies.
It's been a long time, but yeah.
I mean, they have a lot of scenes with the director of the CIA and the assistant director. And, like, they have all these things that they have to handle, and every solution is just get rid of him. Just get rid of him. Just get rid of him. Yeah. And it's like, it's never a problem. And okay, well, does anybody have a body? That's always the last question. They're like, no. Okay, then...
Meeting over. We have crullers.
Yeah, go get donuts.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo, is that Eric Holder admits that in a way Eric Snowden did a public service, but somehow the way he did it is illegal.
If I'm Snowden,
I don't know exactly how one would blow the whistle on that shit without it being illegal.
If I'm Snowden, I'm like, okay, so can I come back from fucking Russia now?
No, they want to get
him. It sucks here. It's cold.
They still want to prosecute.
Is there any time of the year that's nice in Moscow?
Are you kidding me? The Republicans are smelling blood. The punishment culture, you know, they want to hang him up. Public hanging. Let's draw and quarter him.
Rot.
Traitor.
Yeah, by the way, I think the Trumpalos would love public executions. That's definitely.
Oh, he'll bring that back. Absolutely.
We could have that. You could bring a little picnic lunch. You can have a fucking hot pocket while somebody gets their head lopped off.
He's going to have the live Mexican shooting cam down at the border, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, wait.
It could be like a video game. You can log into your own drone and right. Take out people coming across the border.
I heard he's going to, under I'm sure what it would be duress, he's going to make Elon Musk build tubes that just fire Mexicans back.
Right. Yeah, the hell with the public transportation. Yeah.
Got to get these Mexican guys out
of here. Figure out a technology to get rid of everything brown.
I will say, and this is going to sound nuts, the wall project, I mean, if you did build it, that would be a huge job creator, you know? I mean, think about it. So I'm building a wall, and then also after you build the wall, at certain parts of the wall, I really think, now, stay with me, we could have, like, malls.
Art installations.
Fuck that. No. You're not thinking about it right. It's like at the wall, you have like...
The mall at the wall?
Outlet malls, you have Starbucks, you have fucking Cinnabon, you make some fucking money.
Do you have windows open into Mexico where you can like get an abortion and shit?
Yeah, absolutely. Just hang out.
Stick your vagina through and...
stirrup south of the border.
The headline over at the Drudge Report, this story has been, talking about animals. This is the story of, well, now they're saying over at the Drudge Report, you know what we're talking about, the gorilla.
So fucking horrible, man.
At the Drudge Report, they're calling it murdered gorilla. The Drudge Report on the side of the gorilla.
That is interesting. Very strange.
Murdered gorilla seen protecting child, they say. This is the horrible story at the Cincinnati Zoo. Where the little boy, 4-year-old, somehow got into the enclosure.
Oh my God!
The gorilla dragged him around a little bit, but he did seem like he was kind of protecting him. And if you look at that footage from a few years back, remember when that gorilla did protect the little kid that fell and hit his head
from the other gorillas,
right? And it was cradling him and stuff. And then they just walked up to the gorilla, and the gorilla's like, "Here's the kid," you know. But in this case, they felt that the gorilla was being just a little too aggressive, and they sadly had to, they killed him.
Do you take the shot?
Well, yeah, it's a little four-year-old kid. He's throwing around like a rag doll. I mean, I think it was ultimately protecting.
Right, I think so,
but
too.
Little baby gorillas are made to be thrown around like rag dolls like that when you're protecting them and dragging them around the forest. Little baby humans, not so much.
That's
so
it.
I think even though they were, you know, he might have been protecting, he still was you know, kind of knocking that kid around. So, I don't know.
How did the kid get in there? I mean, that's crazy.
Well, there's that. How does this happen? What's with these parents? I mean, you can't, you know, kids are kids, and a four-year-old boy is going to be a pain in the dick and get into things that he can't. But that's, you know, maybe that's where you got
to. This is where the zoo has to take responsibility. Do you remember that?
It should be inaccessible.
God, I know. Do you remember in Boston there was this gorilla that kept getting out of the zoo? It kept escaping its enclosure, and they kept reinforcing it and making it. I don't know. They had some sort of numbered difficulty level. You know, some climbing difficulty level that there's no way the monkey or the gorilla should still be.
I don't remember that.
Do you remember that
at all? No.
They found him at a bus stop one night. Am I imagining that? Is that crazy? The escape gorilla in Boston.
I don't remember that. Yeah, I believe you. I just don't remember it.
Yeah. It's sad though. It sucks. I mean, the kid shouldn't be able to get in there. That makes me think the gorilla could have gotten out.
Well, right. Or, you know, the kid just like went over a rail and fell down.
Yeah, yeah.
I think is kind of what happened, but. I mean, you know, put some glass up or something so they can't go over the rail.
Well, you know, this is where, I mean, if everybody would have had a gun at that zoo,
the kid would have been dead too.
Right.
All these assholes would have been
taking shots.
Could have
killed the gorilla and
the
kid.
Gorilla, right.
You see,
I got him. Bang, 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 bang.
But we've had this problem, right? Isn't there stories about, like, zoos getting sued to say that you can't say it's a gun-free zone?
Texas, that guy sued. In Texas, because
how would this have played out in fucking Texas?
The zoo said no guns allowed, and he sued because it's a public zoo. That how dare they hurt my Second Amendment rights?
I mean, what would have happened? This story in Texas, and five of the people in that crowd, they had big bad pea shooters.
The kid would have been dead.
You don't think they would have aimed perfectly and taking a perfect shot? I assume most people with concealed carry licenses are great shots.
How many stories have we done of these assholes that see somebody steal a Snickers bar and run out of the place, and they whip out their gun and start shooting at him?
So does this say we need them to practice more or something?
I think there needs to be more criteria.
Yes.
Not less.
Right.
That's the sane people's points to the NRA is, you know, if somebody's going to be walking around in public with a gun, first of all, they shouldn't. But if they're going to be, you know, they should have extraordinary amounts of training and certification.
You know, I live in this liberal little sissy douchey Hollywood bubble, and I don't know what it's like to walk into a Chipotle and there's a dude with an AK-47 at the condiment bar putting, like,
how weird, right?
Taco sauce on his fucking burrito.
Right.
His goddamn rifle's leaned up against the wall at Starbucks. The Target, they're walking around with fucking guns.
When Al-Qaeda comes into that Chipotle, you'll be glad that Patriot was there.
Doesn't it just seem hostile? I mean, outwardly hostile. You've got a weapon of mass destruction slung around your back. And a goddamn fucking latte.
It's look
at Starbucks.
Me. Look at me. I'm a big man. I'm walking around protecting everybody. I'm a big fat fuck who takes diabetes shots.
Oh, yeah.
But I've still got enough testosterone that I can protect everybody because I've got this big hunk of metal I can walk around and balance on my big wide belly.
And sure, my hands are a little small, but I do need to take time to remind everyone that my penis is just fucking fine.
Right.
No insecurities there. Nothing to be worried about.
Everything's okay.
Yeah.
We've got, let's see, what have we got? I've got a couple of stories, that we didn't get to.
Okay.
On the Friday. There's this one story, you know, we have these religious, what do they call them? These, religious freedom. I put them in air quotes. Bills,
yes,
that our friends on the right are passing in all these states because of the gay.
Right. Well, that's reasonable.
That they're passing these laws that allege freedom, religious freedom when in actuality they just want to be able to hang.
Yeah.
No gay people allowed signs. No black people allowed signs.
Right. Everyone's getting fucked.
No Muslims allowed signs.
Fuck that.
And they, you know, have even been like, in Congress too.
Yeah.
We mentioned, you know, they've been doing it at the state level. North Carolina famously, is kind of in the most shit right now for it. But, they, over at, this is, in one of these committee meetings in Congress, in our national Congress here.
Is North Carolina occupied by the Taliban now?
The religious Taliban, yeah. So this is over at Raw Story, rawstory.com, one of our favorite commie pinko liberal places. They even, this is too much for even some Republicans.
Oh, shit.
A few Republicans ended up walking out of a recent committee meeting.
Okay.
One of them, who requested anonymity.
Oh, shit. Why should you get that?
Was quoted as saying, it was fucking ridiculous over what happened in this meeting.
Oh, what happened?
Representative Rick Allen, Republican of Georgia.
Oh, shit. The gentle person from Georgia has the floor. Fuck you.
According to the Washington Times.
What?
Representative, they were talking about these bills, arguing over these bills, opposing, putting discrimination into the law.
Okay.
Saying, yeah, it's okay to discriminate because of Jesus.
Great.
Representative Rick Allen of Georgia walked into this meeting.
Fucking Georgia, man.
And
Jesus
started with a Bible verse.
Oh, my God.
And it was the Bible verse, one of our favorites.
Oh, yes.
It was a good old Leviticus.
Right.
Man shall not lie with man. And
bullshit
to get
69.
Blah, 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 blah.
Mandatory butt fuckings in the town square.
So he started the meeting reciting this Bible verse condemning homosexuality. Then they got mad because he apparently kind of suggested that some of these people are opposing Christianity.
What?
He started accusing his fellow lawmakers of being anti-Christian because they won't, or because they support anti-discrimination protections for LGBT Americans. So we would like equal treatment for the LGBT. Therefore, we are anti-Christian.
Fuck you.
A few of these, they got into this debate shortly after this, that there was an energy spending bill where the Democrats added an amendment that would prohibit federal contractors from discriminating.
Okay.
That's when they lost their shit and had that last minute vote. We played the audio of it last week where the Democrats were yelling shame, 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 shame at the end because all of a sudden a bunch of Republicans at the last second flipped their vote because of this, because we can't have this LGBT protection.
So stupid. How embarrassing for us.
So the House GOP members ended up scuttling that energy spending bill because of Pete Sessions, Republican of Texas, said it was a poison pill. It was a poison pill in that bill. Shoving homosexuality into our holes.
Wanting to give people their rights. To give people their rights. It's so fucking stupid.
A few walked out. Even a couple of Republicans walked out of this meeting when this asshole from Georgia was saying, those who supported that amendment hate Christianity.
Oh, God.
This is... He opened...
These are adults.
A committee meeting... For the United States Congress with a kill the gays.
Yeah.
God hates the gays passage from his holy book.
Yeah. Those students, they got the shit beat out of them with a whip over in Iran because of that co-ed party they had. Did you see that?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Some horrible fucking thing. Somebody had a party somewhere in Iran, and girls and guys were at the same party, I guess, without
gasp.
Whatever. And a bunch of people got, you know, 50 lashes.
That's what they want.
Is that, do we want this?
That's what, yeah, the Republicans do.
God, I mean, first of all, you want to kill all the fun, and then you want to punish.
But no, not that Sharia. Not that Shania law.
You don't want to live under Shania Twain
law? I don't want that Shania law. We want American Jesus law, Christian law, like it's supposed to be, with guns.
Right.
And vengeance and hatred and shit.
Sharia law compliant. That's what they want.
Right.
Shania Twain compliant.
So there you go. That's what's going on with Representative Rick Allen.
I can't believe this.
Republicans.
It's nuts.
And that didn't make bigger news. I don't know why. I mean, God, it doesn't bother people that so many of these just evil dominionists and Bible wavers are really, really trying to take the fuck over.
They totally are.
Hopefully, I mean, I'm really, I personally will become an instant Bill Kristol fan if he can muster an actual moron to run, who then siphons even more votes from the Republicans to the point where how much great big giant blowjobby reach arounds it be to have an independent party?
Yes.
People might not even vote straight are anymore. You know what I mean?
It might be littered.
That might deliver
diluted
the House to the Democrats.
That's crazy.
How titsy would that be?
It would be titsy as fuck.
No pun intended. If Hillary Clinton gets in and she's our president, if Bernie doesn't win, which is looking less likely.
Right.
But if Hillary gets in, with Vice President Warren, and then has a majority in the House and a majority in the Senate. So all we have to deal with are those fucks in the Senate with their filibusters.
Right. I mean, does Trump or would this independent, what would they look like, do you think? I mean, would the independent be like pro-choice? I mean, would they be pro-marriage equality? I mean, are they going more moderate?
Yeah. What are you crazy? They're going.
I mean,
they're going to have the same beliefs, but just not say the bad shit out loud. That's the whole point of this independent party.
Right, right.
There's no policy differences.
But how is that person then going to wrangle with Trump? That's what we saw in the primary.
Frankly, with Trump, they don't know. That's why they're scared. They don't know what they're going to get. They're worried that they might get a president who gets in and listens to the people. And that's the last thing they want.
Yeah.
It's kind of the last thing we want, because the people he's listening to right now.
Yeah, we don't want anybody listening.
We don't want any of those people. Nobody needs to listen to those people. But
those people can't help themselves. They're so dumb.
They're worried as fuck that he's going to get in and just try to make. He's going to be on Twitter all day.
Oh, yeah.
And if something's unpopular, he'll just be like, oh, well, okay. You know what? They're right. We should. Let's give him more Social Security. While the Republicans are like, cut Social Security.
Imagine if somebody like Trump was in charge during 9/11.
Oh, boy.
Could you imagine the xenophobia and the hate?
Well, first of
what
all,
he would do, I mean,
he's not sitting there reading any book about little sheep
to kids.
Any kids.
No, he doesn't give a shit.
He hates kids. He doesn't, he likes them, but he's not going to do it. He said that on Stern. Remember when he's he said, are you going to have more kids? And Trump said, oh, yeah, probably. And Howard Stern was like, why? And he's like, I love kids. He goes, I'm not going to do anything.
What the fuck?
I'm not going to do any of the work.
Right.
He's
I'm going to hire people.
I don't change diapers. I don't. Yeah.
It's funny. Here's how I picture Trump ruling. He runs around all day. He's got USA Today in his little tiny little baby hands. And he reads off headlines. He's like, that sucks. That's horrible. Do something about that. Oh, my God. Bomb this guy.
Right.
Go yell at this guy.
Yeah,
that's all he does, right?
He listened to Alex Jones in the middle of the night.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Alex Jones was like, oh, my God. Trump's like, we got to look into these chemtrails.
Right.
Bill Kristol trending on the Facebook, by the way.
Oh, wow. Just, you know. Congratulations, Bill.
We're all waiting, Bill.
So he's going to be more Jesus-y than Trump, the independent.
Well, how can you not be? Trump is the fakest Jesus-y.
But I assume, this is what I assumed. I assumed the Republican independent candidate would appeal to the Republican voters that don't want to be on the wrong side of history, like with marriage equality and stuff like that. Is that not right? Do you think it's going to go the other way? You know, because there's got to be Republicans out there that are embarrassed for what their party stands for. Maybe somehow those are the people that are able to say, oh, I'm socially liberal.
Right.
But I'm fiscally conservative.
No, that's such crap.
But that doesn't work,
That's what libertarians pretend they are. Which, by the way, what a shit show that was over the weekend. The libertarian.
Oh, that guy.
Naked. One guy ends up doing a striptease when he wasn't elected. It's very strange. And they hate. Everybody's crazy. Everybody is crazy, is what I've learned about politics. Because even over the libertarian camp, they hate each other because they scream lino to each other. Libertarian in name only. You're not an anarcho syndicalist.
Right.
Libertarian. You're a faggot. Oh, okay. Well, I'm actually a minarch.
And the great thing is they all have their own little private armies, right?
It's all so crazy. Well, that's...
Isn't that how it's going to work?
Basement. Well, that's the goal. Sure.
No, dude. There's a lot of these militias out there that have guns in America.
Yeah, but America has drones.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it's a bunch of scary white people
there. We talked a little bit about this. This is also on our Facebook page. Well, you know, the Donald.
Yes.
One of the many slings and arrows that he is suffering.
Oh.
Is this lawsuit against Trump University. One of his toadies over the weekend I saw compared Trump University to Harvard.
Well,
in some way compared Trump University. Some multi-level marketing scam,
right?
Where you learn real estate techniques. I think that was what it was.
Do they have real estate courses at Harvard?
Real estate law.
Well, that's a similarity, and they're both schools.
Wasn't Trump University one of those things where
was it accredited?
You get money if you recruit more people. I think it was an MLM thing.
That's the guy I want in charge of education too. I want the guy, the brainchild, the guy that thought of Trump U.
So, I don't know. Maybe it was a bigger story, but this is where Trump starts getting even more creepy and less funny in this suppressing people that he doesn't agree with. I mean, he's been kicking. He finally found out that he can't banish any press from the convention. Like the RNC is
what?
Like the RNC is like, we're not banning anybody. There's no blacklists here.
He wanted to blacklist people.
He had a list. He's got a list of people. Of organizations that he won't, because they said nasty things about
him. Well,
I can't blame him.
You can't blame him for trying, though. I mean, it'd be a better weekend if he didn't see these guys. Oh, yeah. I'm going to see what I can do at least. At the very least, I'm going to try, because fuck them.
And
they hate me anyway.
And now this bullshit with this judge where...
The hater?
He should even be... He shouldn't have even named this judge. Because 10 seconds after this asshole said this... How many of those fuckers watching on the YouTube, sitting at home with their American freedom posters on the wall,
their Miller Lite bear koozie,
and their Confederate flag on the opposite wall,
their inflatable easy chair,
make America white again hat,
eat my dick,
fingers flying over the internet to find out where Judge Gonzalo Curiel lives.
Oh, sure.
Right? Or his email, firing off death threats. You know the guy got death threats.
Or some other poor son of a bitch that is not the judge, doesn't know what the fuck any of this is.
His name is just Gonzalo.
Yeah, you're fucked. These aren't the brightest.
So a couple of days after Trump went on this 10-plus-minute rant at a political rally where he called the judge in this case, he said he's very negative toward
him. Oh, yes. What?
This judge, he's very negative toward
me. That hurt his feelings.
And he's a hater.
Oh, shit. No.
We have our potential president.
Haters.
Is labeling a judge in a case. I think he's a hater.
No, I read that somewhere. You wanted to get the haters out of your life.
And
haters.
A Mexican. Which is great.
Yeah, it's great.
Judge Curiel, by the way, may have a Hispanic sounding name, but he was born in Indiana.
Which is great.
But he's a Mexican, which is great.
Yeah.
According to Donald. Well,
to be fair,
I think I'm sure this has nothing to do with it. And this is not revenge or anything. But on Friday, Judge Gonzalo Curiel decided to it was time that they would unseal hundreds of internal documents related to the case.
Oh, awesome.
The presidential candidate has suggested, according to the Gawker, that this judge has been extremely hostile towards him because of his ethnic background. Oh, he's a shit. Mexican. Obviously, that's why he hates me.
Is he playing the white card?
I have a judge who's a hater of Donald Trump, he said. A hater. He's a hater. His name is Gonzalo Curiel. The judge who happens to believe to be, we believe, Mexican, which is great. I think that's fine.
Listen,
that's the transcript.
But what you don't understand is that if you're Trump and you say someone's Mexican, you always have to qualify that by saying that's one of the Mexicans I like, not one of the Mexicans I want to catapult back into Mexico. Right?
Right.
I like that Mexican. It's okay. He's okay.
So Trump's lawyers were trying to keep all of these documents sealed, citing trade secrets.
Oh, my God.
We don't want Donald Trump's magic secrets of how to fleece people to get out.
We shouldn't even need that shit. It shouldn't matter if we see those documents. He's already crazy enough. No one should be voting for this guy. This is not the temperament of someone you want running for motherfucking president.
Says among the documents that were unsealed are two sets of Trump University playbooks, which outline the rules and procedures for running Trump U events.
Oh, God.
And the employee scripts for engaging with customers. So they'd set up these free events, you know. Come down Friday at the Holiday Inn.
Wow, Pat, I can tell just by speaking with you that you have a knack for sales.
Exactly, yeah.
I bet you could really make someone like you. That's such an important
trait. For a year, $1,999, you could go through the whole course.
Oh, sure.
And if you take a picture with a stand-up of Trump at the end.
Oh, yeah. And if you sell five of these courses, we won't charge you for the one you're taking.
Some of the documents have already surfaced on... Documents have already... I heard myself go south side on that one.
Fuck that.
Some of the documents... some of the documents... of Chicago. I'm from Chicago. Online political website Politico, it says... In March, posted a 2010 Trump University playbook, which told employees to rank students by liquid assets.
What?
To help determine what kind of course packages they could afford to buy. So what do you own? You got a house, you got a boat, you got a car.
Oh, jeez.
You got a summer home. What you got?
I'm going to offer you the platinum experience package.
Exactly.
What does that come with? You get cufflinks and the playbook, right? Somebody just... What do you learn? What do you get? What are you taught?
And then there's these, they're saying all the stuff that contains like these marketing techniques that they used for selling the Trump University program. Very little about what's in the actual program, of course. It's
fucking
all about
nuts.
Selling the program and getting the morons in the seats.
Oh, it's so gross.
And now, you know, it's a class action. It's there's multiple people saying that they were defrauded by this ridiculous.
And what about his steaks? Were the steaks any good?
I don't know. Do the steaks exist anymore?
Right.
Weren't they some other brand that he slapped his name on?
You know who's running for president? Honestly, Gene fucking Simmons. These are the same fucking people. He just uses that Kiss brand for fucking everything. He doesn't give a shit. He'll throw it anywhere.
Right? Well, how much is he going to charge to brand the White House?
The Trump House.
It's the Taco Bell White House.
Oh, my God.
Brought to you. There was a meme out over the weekend. Somebody photoshopped.
Yeah.
They put in the White House, they painted the columns all gold. And then they put up like horrible Greek statues.
Oh, sure.
And fountains in the yard, all tacky.
They're going to trump it up.
Tacky bullshit, yeah.
Oh, my God. We're going to have a lot of Rose Garden first with the Trumps. Don't you think?
Oh, don't come on. Think we're not even going to get that far.
Is it true that they're going to have the whatever?
How dare
that
you say?
Yeah,
we're going to have Trump's in the White House.
Oh yeah. Are they going to paint those black limos that they drive the president around in white?
I don't think he's Hitler.
If the future first lady has to answer that question, what? There's something wrong.
He is not Hitler. He's not Hitler.
And you interview any of his delegates, and they're like, I identify with Trump. He's worried about the white man, my white heritage. These fucking guys are spending all weekend trouncing around in the woods, burning shit with fucking guns.
He speaks to us.
Oh, good. Oh, good. You see some biker club endorsed Trump. He was endorsed by a bunch of bikers.
There you go.
Some bullshit.
Holy fucking Christ. Okay. I've got a little clip for you.
Oh, shit.
This is taking apparently 5 or 6 minutes away from... Oh, actually, it looks like he's still standing outside of the women's healthcare clinic in Ohio where...
Okay.
Coach Dave Dobenmeyer.
I feel like we've been hearing too much from this douchebag lately. He's in every show all of a sudden. What is up with him?
He posted a video. Here you go. I mean, this doesn't, requires no setup. Coach Dave outside, probably protesting outside of a women's healthcare clinic, terrorizing women who are seeking healthcare.
This must be stupid.
In the name of Jesus. He's got his blue baseball cap on with the red cross on it of the Lord.
Oh, yes. Thanks for reminding me. You're into the Jesus. I forgot.
At least he shoots landscape. He knows how to hold the phone when he's self-shooting.
Congrats, self-shooting.
Hi, folks. Coach Dave here, Thursday morning outside the abortion clinic. Listen, I got something to share with you that's going to be controversial. Some will understand it. Some of you won't. And I ask you that if you do understand it, please share this with others that they will understand. Folks, the attack that's going on in America today is against the white, heterosexual male. That's the battle.
Over the weekend...
Why the fuck is he in front of, his words, an abortion clinic?
I read, he's there saving babies and humiliating women.
So he's just there anyway, and this is just...
That's what he does.
Oh, okay.
He hangs out at the abortion clinic.
Oh,
he's
what
like
an
the
asshole!
He's the perma-protester, one of the perma-protesters at the abortion clinic.
If I was Batman, I would visit these places where these guys are hanging out and fuck them up.
You're going to beat up the Christians.
If I was Batman, yelling at these clinics? God, fuck that. It's rude.
Over the weekend, trending on the Twitter for a few
trending
minutes.
Trending on Twitter.
It was Pat Buchanan, ancient Republican who never met a brown person. He didn't want to kick out of the country. He's been Trump when Trump wasn't cool. If you remember Pat Buchanan, was it the 80s, late 80s, early 90s that Pat Buchanan ran for president? And like got a state or two in the Republican primaries?
Didn't he recently come out of the closet?
Pat Buchanan wrote a screed over the weekend for whatever, I forget what newspaper he's screeding for.
Right.
And it basically, he was trending. I saw the stories about his story, and then I went and read his story. And it really is it sounds like it was written by David Duke. He's explaining with all of the persecution that straight white European descent males,
bring on the butthurt,
are feeling right now.
They're sad.
How can something like Trump not happen?
They're depressed.
And how can they not think he's the great white hope? He used that term. How can they not think Trump is the great white hope?
They shouldn't be thinking like that. No one should be looking for a great white anything.
Yeah. And
why is that your answer?
And Pat Buchanan, certainly your screed helps.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that helps smooth things over, doesn't it? By saying, well, but all the white hurt, but the butt white hurt. But what about us white men? We were in charge and we're not anymore. And they're saying bad things about us. It was one of these where it's the only group now that you can actively discriminate against.
Is it true that I'm allowed to throw rocks at white people whenever I see a white person?
Every time you see a white guy, you're allowed to smear feces in their face.
Oh, yes. It's mandatory. When you see a white person, they're required by law to blow you in the town square.
He even went on to quote, like, you know, the historical...
Oh, jeez. You think he's mentally ill?
The historic... how his civilization was founded by Europeans.
Oh, yes.
Right? And, you know.
Listen. The right kind of Europeans.
The northern Europeans. The whiter ones. Yes, yes.
Sound of Music, northern people.
Not those swarthy Italians.
Oh, yes. Too hairy.
Coach Dave.
...is against the white heterosexual male. That's what's good. That's the battle. Because if Satan can get control of the family... If they can get the white heterosexual male removed from the scene, if they can get him deballed, if they can do that, there is nothing to hold back the forces of darkness in America.
What's holding back Satan, my sack?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Do not deball me.
Don't deball the American white male.
Yeah.
Satan.
I am Keymaster.
Christian heterosexual man. You say, Coach, that sure sounds racist. No, it's not racist. It's the truth. They set their sights earlier on the black community, the black family. We see what happened to the black family because of the war on poverty and having government become the parent. Now 70% of children born in the black community are born in a home where there's no daddy. Their sights are set on the white heterosexual male. Now listen, that makes a lot of you nervous. When you even mention white, when you even mention that, they want to call us a racist. I'm not a racist. There's only two races, folks. Those racing for heaven and those racing for hell.
Oh, you fucking idiot.
That's not even a good pun. Actually, that's a bad pun. One is racing and one is racist. He's stupid. Right? He's a dipshit.
So he doesn't think racism exists at all. There's only two racists.
He thinks racism is of the devil, right? Isn't that what he thinks?
Well, but he thinks proclaiming white but hurtitude in America is not racist.
Okay.
That Coach Dave, who is standing out on the street unaccosted while he terrorizes women daily and puts out his ridiculous videos willy-nilly with no hindrance from anyone from the government or from the evil liberals. Nobody's bothering him. What freedoms has this fuck lost? What has he lost?
When he goes to the doctor for his checkup, do people yell at him while he's walking into the office?
Right. That's what we need to start doing.
Absolutely.
We need to start standing outside these people's houses like they do. Let's stand outside their churches and chant while they're doing their magic spells inside.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Not everybody. Only the ones that do this shit.
Yeah, yeah. This guy's a fucking menace. The problem is he's stupid as fuck.
Two races, folks. Those racing for heaven and those racing for hell.
Dumb.
And I can tell you this. I can promise you this. That the forces of darkness that are working to overthrow this nation and overthrow this world on behalf of the prince of the power of the air, the prince of darkness, those who are working on his behalf know that in order to be able to claim control of the whole world, they're going to have to get rid of the white Christian American male.
He must be smited.
In order to take over the whole world,
okay,
they must get rid of the white Christian American male. They're the world domination. The only way it's going to be achieved is if they come for Coach Dave,
right?
And get him.
Oh no!
You'll find him in the trenches at Planned Parenthood in Ohio.
Oh my God! They're weaving such a bullshit narrative.
There's a great battle taking place there. Had somebody say to me the other day, have you ever noticed that all these refugees that are coming in from Syria, why don't they send them to Africa? Why are they sending them?
Oh my God, because it's It's America. We have lots of money and lots of resources. That's why. Why don't we send the refugees to Somalia? Right. Why not that? That sounds nice.
Why not put them in rockets and launch them at the sun?
Right.
Why don't we just do that?
Why don't you send it to the South Pole and let them freeze to death?
To America. Because America at one time was a white, Christian, heterosexual country. The greatest country the world has ever seen.
Was.
Yes.
Do you notice that?
Right.
That's when it was great. America was great when it was white, Christian, heterosexual straight males running around.
All the dick sucking.
Oh, there was no homosexuality.
Oh, no, of course not.
Yeah, no.
No, that's a recent thing. The rampant dick sucking
oh,
is...
Oh, yeah.
Our only chance today, friends, is for us to wake up and understand the battle that lies before us. We have got to preserve Christianity, and we can only do that by awakening the heart of the white, Christian, heterosexual American male.
Is he laughing
He's
at the end
smiling,
of that?
Smiling, yeah.
Is he thinking,
oh, this battle is real. Get involved. God bless you.
Is he playing a character? Is this a joke?
I don't know what's going on. He kind of looked off camera. Maybe somebody was waving their dick at him or something. Trying to get him to...
Do you think there's outtakes of this guy, like bloopers of Coach Dave?
Yeah. Oh, fuck me.
Yeah, yeah.
So, there you go. The Coach Dave... Who do you think Coach Dave is voting for, Ryan?
Well, I don't know. He's going to vote for Trump. All these guys should vote for Trump. This is who they want.
Last time we heard from, remember, he said, it's pitchforks and torches time to protect the bathrooms from the trannies.
It's the bathroom. What's more dangerous? A guy running around in a bathroom with a pitchfork or somebody with a penis trying to pee in a bathroom? In any bathroom. Who gives a shit?
Who cares?
Nuts.
Okay. Well, I guess we can get to this. This is, speaking of nuts, taking to the floor late last week.
Okay.
Of the United States of America.
Fuck you.
Congress.
Oh shit.
Was one of our favorites here at Crab Diving.
Oh yes.
Ryan, we've had many great memories.
The shit show.
With this gentleman, including, I mean, the best. Is this.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
How did he find his way into that explanation? I mean, he's so fucking strange. Do you think he ever gets?
They were talking about gays in the military, and that was when that was shortly after the executive order, whatever they did, that said, "Look, just gays in the military. We're just it doesn't
right.
matter. Who cares what you're sucking on or nibbling
oh,
on
yeah,
when
yeah.
you don't have a gun in your hand?
Right.
As long as you're killing Muslims for Jesus, that's all we care about.
Yes,
here in America."
But back in the day,
apparently, I've studied it quite a bit, and I've really poured through the history and found out that they used to oil each other up. But do you have any Bear White music for me?
You know, it's so funny the way he describes it. He says he used to come along and give them massages.
Like, did somebody be passing by and be like, oh, I feel the urge to stick my finger up this man's rectum?
Yes. Who would like a jack off?
Excuse me.
I'm offering jack offs. I'm coming along here.
You're looking awfully sore there, Aurelius.
Yes.
Mind if I help you get the kinks out?
Oh, yes. Aurelius. Would you like a massage?
So, taxpayer money and time.
Okay.
Being spent on Louis Gohmert taking to the floor of the Senate.
Oh, Jesus.
And here's what he had, of the House of Representatives. And here's what he had to say last week. Representative of the First District of Texas.
Oh, wait.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
You need, you guys want to hear that too.
This is all Adam and Steve fucking argument.
God made them male and female. Didn't mention question marks. These are people we need to love and encourage.
But keep those faggots out of our bathrooms.
Love and encourage, though, when he's like, to do what?
He keeps coming back to this in this ridiculous speech of his. Every time he's getting ready to say something heinous or just said something heinous about all the riots and all these horrible sinners that are destroying our nation.
God damn
but
it.
But we have to love them and embrace them. But don't give them no rights. But love them and embrace them as we lead them off to the camps where should be incinerated for their evils.
How do you support someone and while at the same time dehumanize them? How do you do that?
It's the Republican way.
That's your problem. That's why no one likes you, dickheads.
The diagnostic statistical manuals for most of
manuals.
What?
The
statistical
manuals.
Memories? The fuck is he talking about?
This is the DSM, which I don't know where the fuck are we, 7 or 8 now? And
sounds like he's got a big dick in his mouth.
It's the study of psychology and psychiatry.
Of mammals.
And has, you know, evolved as we have decided that maybe being gay isn't a mental illness.
Why don't you put a sack on your face?
And so now he's going to point out that just until a couple of diagnostic and mammals ago, these people were listed as crazy, officially crazy in the diagnostic and mammal syphilis.
Well, that's not a good thing, stupid.
Well, but what about the new one? The new one, it's not.
Yeah.
The new one, it's not.
Oh, so the problem is he's just not reading the right one.
Well, yeah, you can't. It's updated. You can't update that
shit
from
my right diagnostic mammals.
From the 40s? How dare we update our thoughts and our processes from the 1940s?
Fuck you. I want a Greek massages.
Diagnostic statistical manuals for most of their existence have pointed out that these are mental.
Fuck you, Texas. I'm just going to say it. Just seriously, fuck you, Texas. You should be ashamed of yourself. Shame, shame, shame for sending this knuckle-dragging moron to the Congress to represent you. And this man has had international exposure. Remember when he and those two other fucks, that Steve King and that idiot Bachman, went off on their
who knows
Bachman moron underdrive tour, and they were off. They went off to Egypt and like rented like a VFW hall and set up a tarp, and held a press conference. And do you remember everybody over here was like, "What are you doing? This is not an official." Congress was like, "Don't listen to them. They're not saying anything official." And
no
they
one.
Held some press conference saying, "We stand with the Egyptian people."
God. No one was asking you.
No one was asking them.
It was Michelle Bachman.
It was an unofficial trip.
Michelle Bachman went
on. Right. Michelle Bachman, Louis Gohmert, and Steve fucking King, the three
that is
probably
so embarrassing.
Dumbest people in Congress at the time.
You think you gave me time to massage? Is they coming along?
And they were purporting to represent the Congress of the United States of America.
Oh, yes.
Over, at that point, the shit was still hitting the fan in Egypt.
Right.
Where we staying with the
can y'all do anything that helps?
Mental disorders. These are people that we're to love, encourage, help every way we can. For among educated, compassionate people, for our civilized history, people, a man that didn't know which he was, was pitied, loved, encouraged,
pitied, you notice. And plus,
yes,
that's in certain cultures. There's other cultures where a man who thought he was a woman was not treated shittily.
Yes.
I read something, one of the Native American tribes had 4 different sexes.
Oh, wow.
Identified. Probably lesbian and gay, maybe, or something like that, or whatever.
Right.
But educated people said, that's perverse. That's basically the
educated.
Most widely used where the word perverse was most widely used.
Therefore,
Jesus
it must
Christ.
Be right.
Because,
you know, we should go by what everybody said.
I mean, whether or not you agree with what he's saying, this lunacy, Is this inspiring?
He's
it's not inspiring. No, his speech.
He's a spectacular moron and an embarrassment. If he was on our side, I would be like, oh, come on. Don't we have something better that we could put forward?
Well, he wouldn't be.
Well, it's being possible.
And now we have a government that says, forget what the Bible says. Forget what Moses said. Mm-hmm. Forget what Jesus said when he quoted Moses verbatim and then added, and what God has joined together, nobody should separate.
Oh, my God. Nobody should separate.
Now, meanwhile, these are these general orders, these general speeches. So
yes.
I'm assuming also that if the camera were to spin around,
oh my God,
there'd be like a cleaning woman.
Nobody's there.
And the CNN.
Nobody's listening.
The C-SPAN cameramen are the only ones listening to this bullshittery. And then somebody went through a transcript the next morning and was like, holy shit, did you look at what this idiot said?
Yeah.
Even if you don't believe Jesus was part of the Holy Trinity, as our founders did, do you really want to leave this life and potentially, whether you believe in a judge, a maker or not?
This is, by the way, this is not, he's not at church giving a sermon. This is the fucking floor of the Congress.
This is insanity,
of the United States,
man,
of America. This is,
no one should be standing for this. It's nuts.
Nobody's there. But yeah, right.
We should. This is a speech you make at like 2 in the morning.
Oh, I didn't think you were serious when you said those things about marriage. I didn't think you were serious. You just weren't smart enough to know that he didn't just
email.
I mean, I really wonder how many people in this body,
oh, somebody coughed,
who had the ultimate power to decide whether humanity would go forward or not, whether it was an asteroid coming, something that would end humanity on.
What is he talking about?
Is he saying, okay, he could be talking about a few different things. Is gay a, is an asteroid a symbol for gay? Is gay like the asteroid that is going to destroy the planet?
Rams into your hole?
Yeah, I don't know. Or is the gay bringing on the asteroid? I think the gay is bringing on the asteroid.
I know where he's going.
On Earth, as dinosaurs were ended at one time, okay, we've got a spaceship that can go, as Matt Damon did in the movie, plant a colony somewhere. We can have humans survive this.
What movie?
Terrible disaster Martian. About to befall.
So I don't know where he's going, but I mean, I do know. But his point is that,
yeah,
okay, there's a disaster. We have the technology. Humanity is going to go survive.
Yes.
This, obviously, because Matt Damon did it in a movie.
I think somebody likes Matt Damon.
We have the, yeah, I want to give him a massage before he
I'm like, I'm going to give that.
If you could decide what 40 people you put on the spacecraft that would save humanity.
There we go.
How many of those would be same-sex couples?
Yeah,
all
we
of
go.
Them. All of them, Louis.
On Moron's Ark, what are you going? How are you going to save humanity if nobody wants to fuck one another?
What if we got to bring Matt Damon? I'm gonna give him massages.
How many homosexual couples are you gonna put on that spaceship? This is his argument.
Yeah.
Against, I don't know, what, equal rights for LGBT people. His argument against equal rights
was Matt Damon.
For LGBT people is that what happens,
yes,
when the asteroid comes,
yes,
you're not going to put homos on the ark.
Has Matt Damon responded to this?
I don't know.
Was he woken up in the middle of the night? I'm sorry, Mr. Damon, you were mentioned on the floor of the Congress by Louis Gohmert.
What 40 people you put on the spacecraft that would save humanity, how many of those would be same-sex couples? You're wanting to save humankind for posterity. Basically a modern-day Noah. You have that ability to be a modern-day Noah. You can preserve life. How many same-sex couples would you take from the animal kingdom and from humans to put on a spacecraft?
So what's your point then, Louis? Should we, let's just go kill them all?
Yeah.
I mean, this is what I don't understand. What is his stupid fucking point?
I don't know. I think where this comes from is, I think these lunatic Christian right-wing nut jobs, they really love playing out into the world like apocalypse shit. And I think he probably thinks about this all the time.
I can't see his hands under the lectern. Oh, yeah. He's rubbing himself.
But why is that? These Christians, they love to talk about the apocalypse and the end of the world and Jesus coming back.
Because that's
that
how
shit.
They scare the idiots into thinking, keep voting for me because the reason that you're broke has nothing to do with me giving all the money to the rich people. It's all because those two gay guys next door to you are touching each other's buttholes.
Right. Buy my dehydrated soup. It's the apocalypse. Yeah.
To perpetuate humanity and the wildlife kingdom.
What?
Wildlife kingdom.
That's why it's been called part of the natural law.
Congratulations,
natural law,
Texas.
By the creator.
Seriously. Congratulations, Texas.
Men, we continue to abolish the first words of the Bill of Rights.
What?
The First Amendment. And we continue to prohibit the free exercise of religion.
Here we go.
That's it. Free exercise religion. I think we should burn homos in the square like the Lord says we should. You're stepping on my religious freedoms to not kill faggots.
When are we not mentally ill? Like, when is this? How is this not mental illness? And how is he allowed to be in Congress?
Texas. That's why.
Oh, so you're not mentally ill if you talk like this in Texas?
No, this is Texas.
How do you take this person reasonable?
I don't know. How does he get elected? By a lot.
You told me he got elected. No, that's Cruz.
He had a, that was Cruz who had a, it was
special election.
Nobody voted, basically. Yeah. But Louis Gohmert, he was primaried. Remember, he went on Glenn Beck and was like,
oh, that's right.
I need your donations because there's somebody coming along calling me crazy and stupid. Remember? He was like, opponent was like, Louis Gohmert is nuts and dumb. And why are we sending him? This is a Republican.
Well, he's way right, man. He's way.
They sent him.
He's fringy.
Sent Louis right back to Congress.
We don't have much longer to go.
Uh-oh.
Jonathan Cahn has a great book. Interesting. Dialogue might could be a little stronger, but The Harbinger, the more recent one, The Mystery of the Shemit.
He's got a book. Dialogue might be a little stronger.
Fuck you.
What?
Fuck him.
What does that mean?
God,
he's so stupid.
The dialogue is not up to snuff for Louis Gohmert. Louis Asparagus Gohmert.
Well, he didn't read the book.
The dialogue could be a little stronger.
He read the dust cover.
Oh, yeah.
He's not reading books.
Jonathan Cahn.
The dialogue might could be a little stronger, but The Harbinger, the more recent one, The Mystery of the Shemitah, really is thought-provoking, even if you're a secular humanist.
No, it's not.
He makes the comparison. The United States, just as the founder said, was founded by the grace of God and as an instrument to bless the world.
Oh, boy.
This nation, even for those that...
As an instrument to bless the
that
world.
That is so batshit crazy.
How disgusting. Yeah, this is that whole mindset that
we shouldn't be anybody's
Lord,
instrument.
The Lord so taught Betsy Ross how to sew that flag just to spread goodness to the entire planet. That Christianity was nothing until America... It did Christianity
Absolutely.
Right. And now to people like Louis Gohmert, America was founded to spread Jesus in our form and way.
So I'm trying to
the whole world.
Understand. So the Chicago Cubs this year, they're not good. They're just being, you know, God's using them as an instrument or God's making them good. Is that what he, that kind of shit? But what if you're losing?
then somebody's butt fucking somebody nearby.
What if you're a child with leukemia?
Mysterious ways.
Okay.
Have not recognized the exceptional nature of the United States. It's still a fact.
God.
That's, shut up. He goes on and on. But anyway, that's the clip that we have nuts. From Right Wing Watch. Obviously gay is bad because we can't, if we make space colonies to populate the planet.
How many homos does he have? Does he have like a posse? Does he have a bunch of sycophants that run around with him and agree with what he's saying? And they're like,
I don't know how popular Louis Gohmert is. I don't.
But who advises him? Does he have a staff?
Of course. Yeah, everybody gets a staff. When you go to Congress.
That must be insane.
Give me that Shamia book about.
Because you're not allowed to. Are you allowed to disagree with the person you're working for? I mean,
well, it depends on who you're working for. If they're smart, yes, you have people around that are willing to disagree with you. If you're Trump, you have toadies, yeah. And if anybody says no to you, you fire them.
Oh, that's nice. What a great way to run something.
Here is. I know you've been wondering, we haven't heard from Gordon Klingshit in a while.
Nine!
And of course, the number one.
He's such a douche.
Not Syria, not income inequality, not child poverty, not healthcare issues.
Yes.
None of that's important. The number one issue to all these people.
Right.
What are they all screaming about?
They're worried about those people, the migrants from Libya drowning in the Mediterranean Sea, right? Is that what they're worried about? No? Okay. Are they worried about these people that are only making $7 an hour living in Florida? Okay. All right. Are they worried about that gorilla that got shot to death?
If he was a gay gorilla,
oh, okay.
Then they're all for it.
Yes.
Here is Gordon Klingenschmidt.
Now he's an elected official.
He's an elected official in Colorado, sent to legislature. He's also a horrific Dominionist Christo fascist twunt who is a former Navy Army. I don't remember what service he was in, but he was the service. He was a chaplain, and he was shown the door because he refused to not cram his specific form of Jesus-osity into everybody's hole.
But he did.
And he did.
Right.
What is the dumbest statement of the day? That a man who God made to be a man may regret some of his sin and want to return to becoming a man? That's the most sane thing I've heard all day about Bruce Jenner.
Okay. Last week, the fake story again, this happened like last year. But it popped up again about a week ago or so, and some of the ninnies picked it up on social media that Caitlyn Jenner was having second thoughts about the whole titties thing.
Did you see that they do offer an option? Like, if they give you a sex change, they keep your dick cryogenically frozen.
They turned it inside out. I don't know how they do that.
No. You got about a 6-month window. They make a 3D model of it.
I see. Velcro. They attach it with Velcro. So
they
can
do.
Put it on and off.
Double sided tape.
So this is just bullshit. A lot of the right got instant stiffies.
Yay.
Not only thinking about a transgender person like they usually do.
Yeah.
But the fact that, oh my God, look. It's more proof that it's just a decision. It's a fad.
Right.
Bruce was just wanting attention.
They see it as like somebody that got a bad tattoo.
So
and they have it lasered off.
So this moron
doesn't work like
this. This idiot's one of them. He's jumping all over the possibility that Caitlyn Jenner might be changing her mind. She's not. Her people released
Where
a statement
was this story?
That said, this is bullshit. It was from last year. Somebody dragged it up and put it on Facebook and said, oh, look, Caitlyn Jenner's changing his mind. Some asshole shared it to another asshole.
Great.
Who shared it to another asshole. Next thing you know, Caitlyn Jenner was trending for no reason
than
somebody brought up a fake story.
That's so stupid. The internet.
And here's Gordon Klingenschit.
Man who God made to be a man may regret some of his sin and want to return to becoming a man. That's the most sane thing I've heard all day about Bruce Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner.
It would be a dumb statement for someone to say he wants to try to stay a woman. Because he's not a woman. He's never been one. His DNA has never changed. He still has male XY chromosomes. He is not a woman. He is a man. In fact, he still has male parts, I'm told. So, you know, the spirit of insanity inside of this man, Bruce Jenner, God bless him. You know, he's an Olympic athlete. He was a decathlete. He was a national hero. Back in 1976, I think he was on everybody's Wheaties box. God bless him. He has some godly traits. Self-discipline. Being an athlete.
Godly. Jesus has those great abs.
Yeah,
yes. So,
what was Bruce Jenner's sport? Was he just a runner? Or did
decathlon. Are you kidding me?
Did the shot put?
The biggest.
What is that?
The most well-rounded athlete. That's the biggest sport. The decathlon winner is considered the biggest all-around athlete that we have on the planet because they can run, they can jump, they can throw shit, they can do other shot put and whatever, triple jump and pole vault. There's 10 of them, 10 different things.
Wow, he really deserved that spot on the Wheaties box.
It's godly, apparently. He does have some godly traits, Ryan. He's an athlete, which apparently that means godly.
So wait,
he's disciplined.
Bruce Jenner's a god who then got a sex change.
He was a godly. I love it. He had godly traits.
Oh, okay. He's not a deity.
God bless him. He has some godly traits. Self-discipline. Being an athlete.
By the way, that God bless you is the backhanded fuck you of Christians, right? God bless you. I'm praying for you.
Yeah.
They say with love.
You fucking heathen.
Being a family man. He obviously cares about his daughters. But for the man to have made the left turn at sin has brought him down a path of destruction.
How is this a sin? Because
it's butt fucking.
Though
that's a huge sin.
But it's not. If we know a transgender woman who's a lesbian.
Yes.
There's no butt fucking going on.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
Or they can go to the other sex. You know what I mean? So, I mean, by his criteria, the person that we know is in a male-female relationship.
Yes. But still, that's like, to this guy, that's still gay stuff.
But how is it sin?
Because it is.
Bolshitticus 69 doesn't say anything, thou shalt not turn yourself into a woman. It says don't lay with, you know, I mean, you can say, okay, well, there are parts where it says don't fuck each other, I don't think, is there anywhere in the Bible that says thou shalt not transgender?
But don't you think to pinheads, whatever, that it's just kind of foreign to them and freaks them out? They don't know it.
I'm confused as to the sin aspect of it. I can see the weirdness aspect, and it just ain't right. He made you a man. He didn't make you a woman. But where is the actual sinnigosity of it?
I think the problem is that these bigots, these xenophobes, like don't want to wrap their minds around it or don't want to think about it on any level. They just say, it's sin. It's gross. It's dirty. They can't think about it logically.
Right. Yeah. I'm still confused, though.
I think what you're doing right now, the deep thinking you're doing about it, which, you know, I don't think that a lot of those people have that. They don't have that critical thinking. So if it's kind of a sin, you know, it's just a sin. They don't know.
It's icky, therefore it's a sin.
They're stupid. These are stupid fucking people.
The problem is people like him say it's a sin, therefore in their little tiny pea brains, it's a sin. Yeah.
Unless you're in the army and someone comes along and gives you a massages.
Then,
and shoves an asparagus
then it's just
up your ass.
Made the left turn at sin has brought him down a path of destruction. And we've been saying on this show for a long time that gender dysphoria is still a mental illness. It has four different stages. Gender dysphoria, it's in the DSM-5. It is a mental illness.
Maybe that's still a mental
illness. Of course, we think it's a demonic illness.
What's the difference?
Well, and is it an illness? Just because it's in the DSM doesn't mean it's categorized as an illness.
It's demonic. It's a demonic illness.
Right.
Which I don't understand what that means. It's a Satan.
Right. Well, right. We think it's demonic. We think, apparently,
a demon crawled into
yes
one of Caitlyn Jenner's holes.
Oh yeah, dude, it's
and
demonic.
Is manifesting itself by wanting to have titties and
ooh
lose that penis thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The man needs an exorcism, but gender dysphoria has four stages. Self.
He thinks Caitlyn Jenner needs an exorcism.
Oh God, that's funny.
The spirit of insanity inside this man, he said.
Ooh, okay.
Doubt becomes self-hatred, becomes self-mutilation, and becomes self-murder.
Oh, no.
Self-mutilation becomes self-murder.
Well, but all of those stages are not from the gender dysmorphia.
Yes.
In your mind, it's because of hate-filled cum stains like Gordon clinging shit.
Yes.
Demonizing these people. That's where it's not, oh my God, I'm confused. I'm going to kill myself.
Right.
It's, oh my God, I'm confused. I think I want to be a woman. And society is like, you're going to burn in hell, you faggot.
Yeah, yeah.
You stay out of my bathroom. We hate you.
And on top of it, sometimes they say, well, geez, you know, this guy's behavior is responsible for other bad things that go on.
Yeah. Right. You put that dress on and you're responsible for that earthquake that killed all those children.
Yeah, they say that
Bangladesh.
Shit all the time. They always say God must have been angry at the sinners.
And over 50% of the people who begin down this crazy road of transgenderism will end up attempting suicide.
Oh, yes.
Again.
And that's the data.
Citations.
I'm not making that up.
Again. Why? Because of you,
right,
Gordon clinging shit. It's because of this that the people are killing themselves.
You're making their life hostile.
Right.
It's horrible. This bigotry hurts people. If you would stop, if people like Gordon clinging shit would just shut the fuck up, turn off the internet, stay home, and eat fucking candy bars, our world would instantly be better.
It's sad, and because I care about these people, I don't want them to go down that road. I don't want them to begin with the seed of self-doubt.
Oh, yes.
A man is a man. God made you to be a man, and you are not a woman. Don't doubt God, your creator. Become everything that he designed you to be.
What? What the fuck does that mean, dummy?
I don't know.
What am I?
Well, I can handle it. Because now he starts reading from Bible verses.
Okay.
And
Bullshit.
Not going to go there, yeah.
Jesus.
So there's a little bit of In Jesus' Name show.
You know, I learned something there. I did not know that Gordon I didn't know he loved the transgender community.
He loves them all.
Does he love the LGBT
and that's why
as well?
He thinks that Caitlyn Jenner is in desperate need of an exorcism.
Have you ever told anyone you love that you think that they're the fucking they're from hell and they could very their sin could very well spurn the apocalypse? whatever. I mean, you know what I mean?
Since I can't remember when I've ever believed in hell. No.
Right. Okay. This is all so crazy. This guy is in office. He's a goddamn lawmaker, isn't he?
I think he was.
Oh, he's out
whether
now.
He's been reelected or not, I'm not really sure, but.
How terrifying, dude.
A little bit of Gordon clinging shit there for y'all.
Oh, lovely.
We haven't heard from him in a we'll see here, right?
Crawl back under your rock.
Crawl back under the rock?
Yeah, yeah. You dickhead.
What else is going on here out in the
world? Oh, by the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy stuff for, what holiday's coming up? It's Memorial Day. You really don't get gifts on that.
Yeah.
4th of July. Buy your fireworks.
Father's Day? Mother's Day? One of those two is coming up?
Yes.
Father's Day, I think.
Right.
In June?
Yeah. Buy some shit on Amazon. Buy some fireworks.
Skip over if you're in Chicago. Yeah. Skip over to Indiana.
Or buy some bandages that you can put on your face from all your firework accidents.
Well, also, I guess one could say making lemonade out of the lemons of all of this hysteria about protect the babies in the bathrooms.
Fuck you.
From the diddlers.
Right.
Well, in the state of Alabama, Ryan.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're in Mobile, Alabama on June 11th.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing a show at the Blind Mule.
Go and see Ryan Pfeiffer live at the Blind Mule in Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah. 9 o'clock, I think.
He'll be doing all his real liberal stuff.
Right. I do all this stuff now where I make fun of redneck people, and I don't know if I want to do it down there.
Ooh. I'm glad you warned me about that. I'll walk in separately. activists hoping to keep the transgender people out of the bathrooms have a new ally in Alabama.
Oh, okay. Did they need an ally there, really?
A neighborhood in Alabama started receiving flyers on their cars and on their doors.
Oh, how not creepy.
Speaking out in support of these laws, like the one that they passed in North Carolina, make sure whatever you're born with, that's the bathroom you use.
I mean, when you start passing out flyers about shit like this, it starts getting creepy.
Yes.
And very scary.
Then you're touching my property and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little too Nazi for me.
They're putting out the flyer calls transgender people, quote, an abomination in accordance with the King James Bible.
Boy.
Which, according to this story, by the way, never specifically refers to transgender people or gender identity. Exactly what I just said. There's nothing in the Bible that talks about transgender or gender identity at all. Yet, it's an abomination.
You're not writing the Bible right.
They do quote Deuteronomy 22:5, Ryan.
No. Deuteronomy is a character from the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical Cats.
Yeah.
It's old Deuteronomy.
I believe it is old Deuteronomy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then,
a woman shall not wear what pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. Oh, maybe there is something in the Bible that says don't put on a dress. Appearing as though, by the way.
Was this part before the part in the Bible where the song Memories happens?
It's signed, this flyer.
Okay.
Is signed by the Loyal White Knights of the KKK.
Awesome.
There is a
Jesus
website and a phone number on the flyers.
Is it AOL email address
where you can make donations to the group?
Right, put some money in my Bitcoin wallet.
They're out helping fight the cause, fight the good fight against the transgender.
Jesus Christ!
So they're actually using
is this signed the by
transgender the transgender issue?
Yes,
to recruit.
Is this signed by the Grand Kegel?
Yeah, in Abilama.
I am the Grand Kegel. You will bow to me or die.
I'll bet that comic we saw that one night has some Grand Vizier ties.
What do you mean?
Or knows who the Grand Lizard is or whatever.
Was he racist?
The guy that started off with, did a trial, one of them trial subscriptions to Ancestry.com.
They done told me I wasn't white. I nearly killed myself. I ain't racist. You fucking idiot.
That was the whole... we're not joking, ladies
premise.
And gentlemen. That was his whole premise of his joke.
Don't go digging around on Ancestry.com.
You might find out you got a little Negro in you.
Oh, shit.
So there you go. That's what's going on there. I've got a... we talked about that already. I'm running out of stories here this beautiful Memorial Day.
How do you, if you're in the Klan or whatever, and you have a flyer you want to distribute, like, honestly, do you just bring it to Kinko's or something? Because, you know, they have that thing at Kinko's where you can upload your job to a cloud and then say, you can pick whatever Kinko's, you can pick the job up. So you would only have to show your face once to pick up the crazy racist, like, white supremacist flyers. As opposed to going to Kinko's, here's the crazy white supremacist thing.
But don't you think they just go to the white supremacist
construction company that he owns and hands it to Betty Lou and says, make me 100 copies of these, Betty Lou.
No, you don't think they're going to Kinko's?
I don't think they're heading to Kinko's.
Setting up a document?
To the library and dropping dimes into the Xerox machine. Okay, I don't think that's happening.
You're saying the Klan... This is a serious question. The Klan is a huge organization, right? I mean, they're big.
Well, I don't know about huge.
So do they have a headquarters, like a corporate office where they deal with all the... But there's no infrastructure that they have to deal with. There's no, like, red tape they have to deal with. They don't have... what I'm getting at, did they have a document?
Maybe a national organization, maybe.
So at that office, do they have a printing department? Do they have document services like KPMG would?
No, they don't.
Or an accounting firm?
No. I wouldn't think so.
I just don't understand why they wouldn't.
I don't think they have a corporate headquarters.
If part
where
of your,
they right. they have certain
if your mission is to proliferate information and spread the word of white supremacy, don't you think you would need someone that their whole job is just to print up your crazy flyers all day and do your print jobs and shit?
Well, it sounds like it's kind of sporadic. I don't think they have a big budget.
They have an HR.
If what they're doing is basically just stuffing envelopes and putting them on people's cars,
it's hard for me to believe that the Klan, it's been around forever, they don't have an HR department to deal with labor and stuff like that.
Weren't they giving out candy in Mississippi recently? Like they were doing the same thing.
Where the fuck does that candy come from? You got to organize that
shit.
These
Alabama KKK members, cheap as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Candy. Yeah. I'm middle management down at the Klan.
I was in Tupelo. They gave me some M&Ms.
Right.
With my Hate the Negroes pamphlet.
You think people are putting together lots of PowerPoint presentations there, like documents?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of technology going on. Here's a story I did see. This is batshit crazy.
Fuck you, boy.
One would think it came out of the South, but this is actually out of Japan.
Oh, okay. Konnichiwa, baby. What's up?
I don't have an update yet, but they are still looking for a 7-year-old boy.
Oh, shit.
A Japanese boy who is missing in the mountains of Japan.
No.
More than 150 rescuers and cops are searching for the second day on the mountains on the northernmost of Japan's main islands, the Hokkaido. Well, there's two K's. Hokkaido.
Yeah, that's it.
And 7-year-old Yamato Tanooka went missing.
Yes.
On Saturday.
Where is he? They don't know. They can't find him.
First, the parents said that they were out walking.
Yes.
Picking wild vegetables, but later on, they admitted they lied.
Oh, shit.
Apparently, the kid was being a dick. At one point, and they were throwing rocks or something like that. And as punishment, the parents decided to pull over, leave the kid in the woods, and drive away. As punishment,
you fucking idiots!
To scare him.
Mission accomplished.
They came back a few minutes later, and he was gone.
What if he's dead?
Now they cannot find the boy 2 days later. He may very well be. This is an area.
This is horrible, man.
They say it's a big habitat of bears.
Oh, my.
In the area.
God. They left him for the bears.
So good job, parents. With
Are you sure?
Punishment.
Can you read this story again and prove to me it didn't take place in Florida?
Right?
How fucked up.
How crazy people are. Let's leave him by the side of the road to teach him a lesson. The southern accent, and it was Japanese people.
Yeah, fuck you. It's Japan. But like, their story was they were picking wild vegetables.
At first they lied, and he wandered off. We couldn't find him. And then they told the truth later and said, well, we were punishing him. We kicked him out of the car and left.
How long did they leave him initially?
They say they went right back, but who knows?
You know, they probably left. They went to get lunch.
Well, I don't know if they'd do that far, but...
Where's this fucking kid then?
They said they went right back. He was gone.
And if they find him, how old is he?
7.
pretty soon they're going to have to explain to him what actually happened. And everybody's going
to
be like,
they did explain to them.
God damn
yeah, everybody knows. I mean, they finally said what happened.
I mean, at what point are you the government and you step in and say, maybe you guys shouldn't be parents? You have to have the kid. I mean, you left the kid in the middle of a bear infested forest.
Well, right.
You're horrible.
Child abandonment. I mean, right? It's we have laws about that shit here.
Right. Why didn't they just slather him in chum and throw him in the ocean?
It's so weird, this punishment.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Punishment hard on that some people have where you got to punish the kids. You got to punish people for this. Punish.
What lesson was he supposed to learn? Don't mouth off or you'll end up in the belly of some bear. That's fucked up.
Right. And, you know, maybe there's better ways to punish your child.
Don't be stupid.
Other than try to leave them out in the middle of the woods on their own.
That's kind of a low intelligence kind of a solution. That's stupid. We'll just leave them in the woods. Teach them a lesson.
Right. And I mean, so even dumb. If you go back and the kid is there terrified, crying.
What did you accomplish?
Right. Good job. You're going to have a really horrible old people's home when that kid finds time to stuff your evil ass into the old folks' home, and you
fucking
deserve
forget
it.
Forget about it.
The way you wave goodbye to him, remember the face.
Yes.
Because he's going to wave goodbye to your old ass, and he's going to leave you at some heinous old people's home where you deserve to be because it's like you're a horrible parent.
This is like step number four in how to turn your kid into a stripper manual.
Yeah, or a serial killer.
Right.
Nothing wrong with stripping.
No, not at all. I didn't mean to disparage that. Right. I apologize to all the strippers. I'm glad you survived your trip to the woods.
This is from the other day, too. And this was on our Facebook. I we had a real problem here in California, right?
No shit, Pat.
With the drought.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say that methane gas.
No, whatever. Well, that too. Now, whatever the causes are.
Right.
Whether you think it's global warming or God mad about lesbians licking each other's twaddles.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Whatever you think it's happening. Nonetheless, we got fucked here.
Absolutely.
We had massive drought.
Massive.
Snow coverage way down.
Right.
Reservoirs that have been filled forever. Cricket, empty as fuck. We had, and it's easing up now, but we had a massive, horrible, heinous drought.
Due to the gay!
Well, don't worry, Ryan. Donald Trump to the rescue. Donald Trump talked at a rally in Fresno.
Oh, jeez. Guy, I can't imagine. That is the perfect place for him, right?
Up in Fresno. Ugh, yeah, I guess gross. So. He said, I don't have the exact clip queued up here. That's why I just accidentally pressed the wrong button. Speaking to an audience on Friday, he said, quote, "There is no drought." He said, "State officials are intentionally denying water to farmers in the middle of the state and are rerouting the water to the ocean to protect an endangered California fish called the Delta Smelt."
I knew it. Wait, this is the great caper of the Delta Smelt? Is this the Delta Smelt scandal?
He's upset because apparently maybe there's one part where we've protected some waters because of a fish, maybe here in California, an endangered fish, and he's like, fuck that little silver bastard.
Is there a clip of
this? Open up that water. Open up that water.
Oh, my God.
And
how hilarious.
And you can... He used the term. All you got to do is open up the water. How stupid we were here, Ryan, in California.
Why didn't you open up the water?
We were...
Hashtag open up the water.
Yeah, we could have... all we had to do was open up our water here.
Why didn't we open it up? That was stupid.
Here we go. Donald Trump talking about,
we gotta open up the water.
The
hell yeah, we do.
The California,
fuck this
drought.
Yeah,
here where he claims that basically
release the water.
There is no drought. Here it is.
Donald Trump telling California voters that he is going to solve the state's 5-year drought.
We're going to solve your water problem. You have a water problem that is so insane. It is so ridiculous where they're taking the water and shoving it out to sea. And I just met with a lot of the farmers who are great people, and they're saying, we don't even understand it. They don't understand. Nobody understands it. And I've heard this from other friends of mine in California where they have farms up here and they don't get water. I said, oh, that's too bad. Is it a drought? No, we have plenty of water. I said, what's wrong? Well, we shove it out to sea. And I said,
it's just not true. It's just not true.
It's not true.
Then why? And nobody even knows why. And the environmentalists don't know.
He's probably talking. Meanwhile, these poor beleaguered farmers that are buddies of Donald Trump's are probably zillionaire vineyard owners that he was vacationing with on their yacht, who were like, oh, Donald, they're not giving. I want free water from the from the state. To grow my Chardonnay, but they are making us pay for water because of some stupid fish that they're trying to preserve.
They're shoving it out to sea.
Why? Now, they're trying to protect a certain kind of three-inch fish.
Trump did not go into detail about...
There you go.
Three-inch fish.
They're trying to protect some three-inch fish.
Jesus. Way to boil down the drought.
And, you know, he said that... one of the first things he does, he's going to have a busy first day as president, by the way, ripping up all these agreements we've signed. One of them is the Paris environmental protocol treaty that we signed.
We're getting rid
of
that.
Fuck you, rest of the world. We're going to pollute as much as the fuck we want because we got the biggest American dicks.
What about the deal with Iran? Gone.
Oh, yeah.
Even though
it's
working.
Certainly, that's gone.
Everything's gone.
First day.
God.
Gay marriage.
Gone.
Whatever he can get rid of. Speaking of gone, we got to go real quickly here, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us this Monday.
Yes.
We're back every weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 live on the Eastern Type Coast. And you can download us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitchers, at crabdiving.com. Don't forget, if you're going to buy shit, buy it through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Helps us out. Doesn't cost you anything. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, find out when. Go to his Twitter feed, at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
There is no drought.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.